Hey, this is John Mulder with Premier Guitar. I'm with William Keegan of Together Pangea. Straight from LA to 615. Uh-huh. Maybe not straight. There were a couple stops in between.
Like 10 or 12 stops.
Like 20, yeah. Long drive. Yeah. Glad you broke it up a little bit.
Yeah,
totally. Hey, well, let's talk about breaking up. Let's hear about this guitar right here that you've been...
I've been playing this for, I think, 3 or 4 years or something.
High miles on that guitar.
Yeah, and it's a 91 Strat. It's a Mexican Strat, 91.
God.
I got it on Craigslist for $50.
Really?
Yeah. And I just put Texas Special pickups in it.
Huh.
And then that's pretty much all I did to it. It's, like, I got it because when I played it, it just felt right.
Right.
And I haven't found a guitar that felt as good.
God, it's,
so I just...
It's amazing it's held up that well because you really kind of bludgeon that thing when you're playing.
It holds up great.
Yeah.
I use like a light pick to make sure I don't like break strings and stuff.
Yeah.
Even I can play as hard as I want and I won't.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
How often do you change strings on this? Because you play this guitar all night.
Yeah, this is my one guitar and I play it all tour. I change the strings maybe every week.
Really?
Yeah,
good
I'll like
you,
let
man.
Them. I'll let them go as long as they can go.
Yeah, just before that breaking point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
What? And then what? I'll switch them over.
Have a favorite brand gauge?
Ernie Ball, just super slinky.
Okay.
They're tens, I think.
Yeah. Very cool, man.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. It's a testimony to how well those things hold up.
Yeah, and it just feels right in my hand. I don't know. That's all I look for in a guitar, pretty much. Because I can finagle with anything else.
Sure. And, just hearing you guys, it really cuts in the mix. So, what else could you want? Okay, well, speaking of cutting in the mix, let's hear about this bad boy. I was hearing it come right off the stage. What are you running here?
All right, so this is another Craigslist thing. I was using... like a twin reverb for a while, and I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
But a friend of mine had a Music Man that was a combo amp.
Yeah.
And I thought it just sounded just really, kind of bright and clear and all the stuff that I
like.
So I was looking on Craigslist and I found this and it was like $200.
Really? You know what? No synchronicity. Last night I saw one on Craigslist, this amp for $500.
Yeah. And I think they're like, people are looking for them a lot more.
Yeah, they're kind of desirable now. I mean, they're awesome amps.
Yeah, they sound great. And I use the distortion on a lot, just the gain as my distortion.
Right. I think they did it almost a little bit backwards. I think it's like a tube power amp and a solid state preamp. I think that's what they did on this.
Right.
Is that
I'm not even certain about that.
Yeah. Do you know what year this one is?
I've never been able to really find out. I don't know how easy it is to find out what year it is.
Yeah, I think...
It's old.
Yeah,
Says it right there.
Yeah, you're right. Says it right there. Of course, they weren't formed until the 70s, but yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So have you done anything to it? Monitored it all? Or
I had to get new tubes immediately
when
I picked it up. And since then, I've taken on tour like, I don't know, 8 times.
God,
and
that's great.
Nothing's ever happened. It's just like a workhorse.
Good for you, man. That's great.
It still sounds as good as it did when I got it.
Great. And you're running into this big old Fender 412, huh?
Yeah, just Fender 412s. I'm not even sure what the speakers are.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I love that kind of punk rock plug-in. Who cares? It's on.
As long as you can hear it and it sounds decent. Like,
yeah.
It's almost like you can play a beat up old acoustic guitar as long as you know how to play.
Right.
You can get your point across.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, very cool. Well, let's look at this modest pedal board.
So the pedal board itself is it's a Gator pedal board. I like for a bunch of years didn't use a pedal board at all.
I just had them
all over the place. It was horrible. I don't know how I did that, but I did it for a long time. But I got this and it's great, and it comes in like a nice sturdy case.
Oh, cool.
That I really like.
Cool.
So I start with the tuner.
Okay, cool.
It's a TC Electronic Polytune.
Okay, gotta have it, cool.
Yeah, that's just the first thing up.
Yeah.
Second thing I use is it's also TC Electronic, it's a Spark. It's like a little guy. It's just a volume pedal.
Oh, okay, so just boost you for solos and stuff like that?
Yeah, exactly. Because I use the distortion on the amp.
Yeah, so basically you dial in your principal tone there.
And then this is just straight
volume. Give you a little
volume.
Bit more. Okay, cool.
Next to that, I got a Pog. And I don't actually use it that much right now.
Yeah.
But it's for, like, we had some parts in the recording that had doubled in different octaves, but I didn't use the pedal for the recording, so this is, like, me trying to...
The live cheat. Live. Yeah.
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 And, I mean, it sounds...
Yeah. Yeah, they're cool. They're cool. Yeah, yeah, that's great.
And the last is a DD6 digital delay. It's a Boss.
Tried and true.
Yeah, it just gives like the guitar space.
Sure. And what are you powering everything with?
I guess it's just...
Just some wall wart, some nondescript wall wart.
Yeah, because it's only, you know, I only got four things on
it. Oh, yeah.
Here.
Yeah,
seems that'll... Like just daisy chained it.
And it's totally, you know, it's quiet, clean. Yeah, that's great, man. Great.
Yeah, works great.
Well, good, man. Well, we're going to get to your bandmates, but enjoy the never-ending tour.
All right.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Hey, now I'm with Together Pangea bassist Danny Bankston. Danny, thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you.
Let's hear about this badass Rick you're playing.
It's a Maple Glow 4003. I got it on reverb.com when I was in Belgium.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now that's actually pretty cool.
I had like been, we had actually like just, I'd always wanted a Rickenbacker, and we did a session in London and there was a Rickenbacker in the studio. And a couple weeks later, I had a little bit of extra money and I pulled the trigger in my friend's apartment in Belgium.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah.
And I just, I mean, I don't know, Reverb just said it was a good deal and, you know.
Yeah.
It was basically brand new. There's like one owner who said he'd only played it like twice live. So.
Wow. What do you know what year it is?
I think it's a 2013 or 14.
Wow, very cool. Like
it's a new one.
A Flemish Rick.
Yeah, it's new. And I kind of wanted to get something new. I'm into like, I'd sort of rather spend my money on something nice and new and then have it get beat up.
Yeah, you put the mileage on it.
Yeah.
So was it a bit of an adjustment playing the Rick as far as like where your hand lays and everything?
A little bit, and dealing with this.
Right, they feel weird. If
you kind of like, it was like kind of painful for a little while, and you just kind of have to learn how to like kind of play a little more down here.
Yeah.
Whereas like on the Fenders, or for a long time I was playing a Gibson SG.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which is a much smaller.
Oh, those are like, they're just like tiny. They're almost like a big guitar.
Yeah, and I had a few of the Epiphone SGs before I got a Gibson one, and that was my thing for a while, and then, I just made the move to
this guy. Very killer. Now, let me grab your other bass.
Yeah.
This is
as
the one you've been...
2017 P bass. Got this local Nashville fuzz strap right here.
Oh, nice.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, very cool.
The P bass is great, man. We're just lucky enough for Fender to hook us up with some stuff.
Very cool.
And I kind of just alternate based on what I'm feeling that day.
Yeah, so it's not really per song, just kind of just whatever you're... Just
whatever I'm feeling that
day. Okay, very cool, man. Very cool, okay. And then your amp.
Yeah. This is a 1978 TV Mark III bass head.
Oh, that's great. Have you had it long?
Maybe coming up on 2 years, probably.
Huh, cool.
I was playing a Music Man, like
much like your
much
band
like
mates.
The other folks in my band for a long time. Well, I had that one probably for 2 or 3 years, and honestly, I just kind of my first ever bass amp was a PV bass amp. I always liked how dirty they were, and then. I'd forgotten that there were these really cool ones from the late 70s.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine had one. I played out of it, and I was just really stoked on the sound. And I had to get my Music Man fixed twice, and every time it was, you know, a couple $100 to get fixed, because they're just old,
tubes,
beautiful old tube machines, you know? So it's like, so I just kind of figured I'd get something tough, a little tougher, and you know, that had a cool sound that I was into, and I was like, if I can sell my Music Man to a friend and find this bass amp that I want, like, I'll do it. And I went and found this on Craigslist, this in the bottom cab for $200.
For basically the price of maintenance on your old one.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's been solid. It's never had any problems.
I don't think you can kill these.
I've had a friend say he dropped it down a flight of stairs and it's still,
yeah,
still as good as ever.
Yeah. So. And there's something, you know, people kind of hate on solid state, but there's something about solid state, particularly when you turn it up, that yeah. just feels cool, man.
I like, yeah, I'm a very big fan of this amp. And
very
like
cool.
I said, I'd like always kind of been chasing, like the first bass amp that I used was a really shitty old PV, like 115 that our friend loaned us.
Yeah.
And there's just, I'd always have to crank it, like everything all the way up because everyone else's amps were louder.
Yeah.
And I liked something about that sound and
yeah,
never really been able to find that sound. And then I just found a better,
a louder,
older version of that PV. And
very cool.
I'm really into it. It's cool.
So this is a PV-15 down here, right?
Yeah, apparently the original owner, I think it was originally a 215. This is like the whole original, like it had one owner since the 70s.
Oh, how cool.
And apparently the guy, it was, I bought it off of the sister of the original owner. The guy had like just passed away and she was like slowly getting rid of his stuff. And he actually cut this, he like opened it up, you can see like some parts on the back. He took it, he cut it in half and made it a 115 and put a new grill on it and everything. And
how cool.
But yeah, the whole thing, I mean, you know, it's $200.
That's
it's not
killer,
done me
man.
Wrong. I had this Fender cab from my previous setup.
Yeah, and it's a 410 looks
like? Yeah,
it's
410. And when we're in Europe, I tour with a 410, 115, like anyway, so it's perfect.
Yeah.
And I love it. And we finally have a van big enough on this tour that I can bring them both.
Very cool. Okay, and then your very humble pedal board, you've got one one big muff.
Yeah, and this, if you look closely right here, this it's a bass big muff.
Yeah, I've not
seen
it.
It's got this little switch right here. And that switch turns on a bass boost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear that.
The regular big muff doesn't have that.
Let's hear this. So. This.
Yeah. Nice. Just for like the, I mostly use it on the old songs of ours where I used, we recorded in a studio with our buddy Andrew Schubert and he had a whole lot of crazy pedals at the studio he used to work at. And we've like pretty much our whole first album has like fuzz on the bass the whole time, so
yeah,
I use it in the old songs and then I use it in some choruses of the new songs. But
cool,
other than that, I mean this thing has the, I can go to the treble and it's like pretty dirty. It's already pretty,
yeah,
know,
right.
So
yeah, my pants stand by these amps. My pants are like literally shaking.
Yeah,
cool,
that's it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what a great lean, mean emphasis on mean rig. That sounds great.
It's it does its job, and yeah, love it.
Cool, man. Pleasure to meet you, man. All the best.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Now we're with Roland Cosio of Together Pangea. Roland, thanks for joining us, man.
Hey, man.
Okay, so you're in the Fender world right now.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are big Fender fans. That's great.
For sure.
Well, let's hear about this one.
Okay, so this is my first guitar that I got when I was 14.
Really? Good for you,
so,
man.
I still have it. It's still in good shape. It's been kind of being up through, you know, throughout the years. It's been like thrown around and stuff.
Sure.
It's still good. I treat it a lot better now since I'm older. this guitar, I always switch with my other guitar. I mean, I go back and forth. It just depends how I feel.
Sure.
On the night, you know.
Yeah.
So, this is still like, I still love this guitar a lot. It has Tex-Mex.
Okay.
Tex-Mex pickups.
Did it come with those, or did you
change
them?
No, I actually changed them.
Okay, cool. Know. Made any other?
No, it's a 2001. Wow. Or 2000, I think.
So when you bought it, was it new or was it a used?
It was actually new in Guitar Center.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, my mom bought it as a present. So,
oh,
yeah.
Good mom.
Yeah.
It's a good investment, mom. Way to go. Yeah. All right, very cool. My mom got me my guitar, so yeah, very cool.
Cool.
That's awesome, man. Okay, so that's your tried and true old friend. And then this one over here.
My Fender, This is a Fender Lead 2.
I remember these, yeah.
These things are actually pretty heavy. It's God, small, but it's really heavy.
Yeah, like a big chunk of wood.
Yeah, it's like
man.
A Mustang. It's a short scale too, so.
Wow.
Yeah, supposedly it's supposed to be like a mix of like a Strat and a Tele.
Huh.
It's definitely has a bright sound to it. These switches. So like this switch changes from, it's like a Strat, so you can use the bridge and then you can change it to the middle and use both and then use the neck pickup. And then this switch here is kind of like a kill switch where it kills this one actually, I think.
Huh. So do you ever accidentally turn it off mid gig?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, for sure. Some weird sounds out of it.
I would definitely accidentally, if I had the kill switch, I would accidentally engage it all the time.
Yeah, it's I really like this guitar a lot. It's really different.
Yeah, they're cool. Is it an adjustment going from that shorter scale to your Strat? Does it take a few songs to kind of get it under your fingers?
Yeah, it took me, like, I had this guitar now for like a year, I'd say. I'm actually getting used to it with the change from this guitar to that guitar. So.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what strings do you put on?
For both, I use the same strings. Ernie Ball, 9-gauge hybrids.
Okay. Cool. All right. That covers guitars. Let's talk about the amp. Much like your bandmates, You're a music man.
Yeah, I really like music mans.
Yeah, very cool.
That's a Music Man HD150. It's a very powerful amp. It's one of like the most powerful Music Man heads you can get.
Do you know what year it is?
I think it's a 1980.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's also a bass head.
Oh,
so
great.
There's the bass side over here on the right.
Oh, yeah.
And the guitar is on the left, so.
That's cool. Yeah, very cool.
And it has, you know, like all Music Mans are all hybrids, I believe, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And you're using the speakers out of this PV Classic, right?
Yes, I am using a 212 combo PV Classic, but I'm using the speakers out of it.
Yeah, makes sense. So if this thing ever dies, you've got that one.
Yeah, exactly.
To switch
and
to.
I changed the speakers in that too. I put Celestians in it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it sounds great, man. That's a great rig. And do you run it pretty dirty or do you get your dirt from your pedals?
I get kind of a dirty, I put it on 4. Put the volume on 4, master on 4.
Yeah.
So a little bit of dirt. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, that actually switches to our pedal. That's our pedal segue. Let's talk about this. So what are you running into?
So there's a 70s Big Muff.
Oh, that's cool, man. God, I forgot how big those are.
Yeah, this thing is crazy.
It's like the size of a lunchbox.
Yeah. It's definitely my favorite pedal for sure. It has a lot of low pass, which I really like in fuzz pedals.
Yeah.
There's that pedal, and then I have this this Ibanez Tube Screamer.
Yeah.
Or it's called a Turbo Tube Screamer.
Sure.
And it's a mix of all the Tube Screamers that came out in the past years.
Cool.
So I use that as like kind of a more boost for like more subtle solos.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
And then I have this LPB1 boost. I just have that running the entire time.
Okay, just give your amp a little something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then I have this Holy Grail reverb pedal.
Sure.
I've had that forever too. It has a spring and hall and flurb.
Yeah, this sound great.
Yeah. And then I just started using this Chorus Space D pedal. It's a Behringer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's like a pretty cheap pedal. But I actually used this in the studio for the last Pangea record. It has a weird, like it says right there, it's like spacey chorus.
Man, I gotta hear it. Let's hear
that.
Yeah,
sure.
Let's hear that weirdo right now.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, curve it. Yeah.
I played Peach Mirror on it.
It's great, man. Yeah. That is a great...
That's on the record, so...
Yeah, it's a perfect classic weirdo chorus.
Yeah, yeah. I really like it.
Yeah, that's great.
And then the next pedal, I use this for some of this... I think just one song, actually. It's just a tremolo.
Oh, yeah.
It's your classic Boss tremolo pedal, so...
Yeah, that's great. Man, I've got to hear the Big Muff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's hear this big, nasty thing.
This thing has... Yeah, for sure. All right. A lot of sustain.
Yeah, really, that's great. Yeah. That's great. And now try the turbo Ibanez.
So this is just like a little boost.
Yeah.
Well, kind of have it up a little bit.
Sure.
But I usually
do you ever turn on all of them together, like just go full?
Yeah, when it gets towards the end of the set and we're just like messing around and,
for crazy just, space noises.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then this thing, I mean.
Yeah.
Since the Music Man doesn't have a reverb, I use that.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Well, man, sounds great. Pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, you too.
Enjoy that long tour, man.
Yeah, man, thanks.
Okay, right. Peace out.
Alright.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.